Former Bosasa COO Angelo Agretti, he was due in court today, but he's still in intensive care in hospital. That 1.8 billion rand fraud and corruption case was briefly before court today. His co-accused former prisons officials, Lyndon T and Patrick Gillingham, were also due to appear in court today. Let's get a quick update from the investigating directorate spokesperson, Cindy Siwe-Twala. Cindy, thanks for your time today. What happened in court today?
It was quite a brief appearance. The three of the four appeared before the magistrate in the matter. You'll know that all of them are charged with fraud and corruption. This involves four tenders between the period of 2004 to 2007 for a whole host of things that they had to do or provide for the correctional services. So what happened today was that the matter has been postponed or remanded to the 18th of February 2021. To allow the defense more time to study the docket. They had actually mentioned before court that it's quite voluminous, so they're going to need more time. Hopefully, when we return in February, we should get an indication as to how far the matter can proceed. But what I need to mention is that the investigating directorate is itching to go to trial to have this matter finally decided on.
And just lastly, that warrant for Angelo Agretti's arrest, that's now been deferred again.
So not quite. So the handing up of the sick note by the lawyer Angelo Agretti only serves to notify the court and to make the warrant not enforceable. However, the warrant of arrest technically is still there, and when Angelo Agretti appears, then the warrant will be removed.
Okay. Cindy Siwe-Twala, the investigating directorate spokesperson, thank you for that quick update on that Bosasa matter that was in court today.